Hi, my name is Jerry Chapin. I am on the electoral board of the Journal of High Technology Law here at Suffolk, and I'm a 3L student. I have a concentration in trial and appellate advocacy, and I am one of the podcast editors for the journal.
Hi, good morning. My name is Olivia Vache. I am also a 3L here at Suffolk Law. I am a podcast editor along with Jerry here, and I am concentrating in intellectual property.
Good morning. My name is Andrew Glennie. I'm the website administrator for the Journal of High Technology Law. I'm concentrating in intellectual property. I'm a 3L. I'm specifying in patent law, actually. And today, we're here to talk about the goals of our podcast program, and also, you know, just let you guys get to know us a little bit. You know, we got some interesting people on this journal.
Great. So I'm very excited about this podcast, primarily because a lot of law school we spend our time reading and learning about old law. This opportunity is essentially a way for your voices to get heard and for new voices in the field to come out. We are hoping that this podcast is going to make these newer legal topics more accessible to those who may or may not be very interested in intellectual property law or technology law. Listening to these things is a little bit easier than maybe, or makes it more accessible to those who may not pick up a book or go talk to their professor about it, but it's something that is kind of an open, fluid discussion so that, you know, interesting topics can be brought up amongst students, amongst professors, amongst other people in the field, and just kind of keep the conversation fluid and keep, you know, this exciting. Newer things are happening and law is changing, and this is a great forum for us to kind of come together and discuss it.
Jerry, could you please tell me what you think it is about the podcast format that's going to be so appealing to new lawyers and old lawyers alike?
So that's an excellent question, and as Olivia said, you know, I think the podcast gives us an opportunity to break away from the traditional legal way of doing things, which is reading and writing, and gives us an opportunity to really discuss issues and to then project these conversations out into the legal community, and it really aligns well with the subject matter of our journal, which is technology. Mm-hmm. Here we are utilizing one of a pretty recent technology. You know, this podcast format gives us an opportunity, as I said, to just get the word out and to keep people engaged through a way that is not as traditional and sort of brings a different element to the table because they can just tune in and zone out and listen. It can be in the background as opposed to being, you know, when you're reading something, that's sort of all you can do is read. When you're listening, you can be doing other things. You can be in a car. You can be on a run, on a bike ride, and listening to a podcast. And you may not realize it while listening to it, but you know, subliminally, these things are resonating inside of your mind and helping you be more creative in your profession and whatnot. And I think the Journal of High Technology Law and the topic of technology is so interesting because it has such an important role, plays such an important role in so many different industries. You know, for example, farmers are using technology to keep track of their livestock and to keep tabs on the produce that they're growing. And,
I mean, technology is the advancement of society. You know, right
absolutely.
Now we think of it as, you know, iPhones and robots, but you go back in time, I mean, you know, even the simple wheel, that's technology.
Absolutely.
It's inherently advancement, and that's what's so exciting about it, I think. Now, Olivia, what type of applicants do you want to see come forward, and who do you want to talk to on the podcast this year?
I want to talk to people who aren't being heard yet. I want to kind of discuss One of my primary goals in this podcast is to informalize the discussion of law. Our education is incredibly formal and also makes it very inaccessible to most people. By informalizing this process, I want to bring professors in. I want to bring students in. I want to get them in a room together. I want them to discuss something that may or may not already be written about. For instance, like the the Internet of Things, that is something that's a hot topic coming up nowadays, especially in the area of legal technology and privacy law. It's something that just, you know, isn't fully formed yet, and it's something that really needs to be talked about, especially among students who are getting a formal education and aren't learning about this sort of stuff.
Now, do you want to keep the discussion limited to lawyers and law students, or
absolutely
would you be interested in, like, let's say, I don't know, someone from MIT, I don't know if they're listening, maybe they are, maybe they want to email us. Speaking of which, isn't there a special email address for the podcast?
Yes, we do have an email address which you can contact us at podcast@jhtl.org, which is a great way to not only, you know, sign up and talk to us if you'd like to be interviewed on this, but also to suggest ideas of what we should be talking about. We don't necessarily know everything that's going on in the field, so we would love to hear from listeners and other students.
Now, the email could also be a good way to have discussions with people. And maybe if you know that you have a topic coming up, maybe you could email with some of your listeners and they could help guide you, give you questions, those types of things. Just a suggestion. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a lowly website administrator. Now, both of you, obviously, on the Journal of High Technology Law, you're somewhat interested in technology and seem to have a passion for it, talking to you here today. How do you want to bring technology into the legal profession? Is it going to be an aspect of one of the jobs you're seeking? Is it an aspect of the job you have now? Or is it something that, or do you see an area of law that you really think could be enhanced with certain technological improvements, you know? Data security, things like that.
Well, let's be fair. First of all, law is transforming into being a licensing field. A lot of law no longer has to do with, well, pretty much everything we're learning in school, and licensing is a big part of our job, and it's something that nobody is really learning here. There's only one or two classes specifically on licensing, and a lot of it has to do with software licensing.
Now, Ms. Fichet, where do you work currently?
I work at a software company.
Okay. So I see you know a little bit about software licensing, correct?
Yes.
Now, you see that as an expanding field?
Absolutely.
In the legal industry? Okay. What type of intellectual property do you see developing in that?
Anything field? From patents to trade secrets. Don't see a lot of copyright. But
now, just briefly on the subject of patents, because I study those as well. What do you think that the future is for software patents? And this is a very heavily contested subject right now, if you don't mind talking about it. But I think it's an interesting one, and it's probably the biggest one in the patent field right now. In that, you know, as you know, after Alice Court, the Supreme Court ruled that patents on software are eligible, there are just very, very strict limitations on them. And I actually, since then, haven't seen a patent issued
on software. Yes, finding things that are new and not obvious in software can be very tricky. And not only because they're, a lot of these are proprietary, but open source is becoming an issue as well.
Well, I think a big problem with the Supreme Court is, having it be new and not obvious is, of course, a problem. But what they were also talking about is the actual nature of the subject matter. And what they were trying to say, or what I believe they were saying in that, was that software is inherently a mathematical process, and you can't own a mathematical process. That's, I think, the difficulty with software patents right now. And I think that maybe this is more apt for a longer discussion later with someone far more qualified than either of us.
Well, then you should use that
email.
I'm sorry,
more qualified than me. I don't want to question Ms. Fichet's qualifications. They're impeachable. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm sure.
But that's a good idea. Maybe. Absolutely. Maybe we got some people out there who have opinions about patent law, and maybe they sent some emails about you.
Thanks for listening to the JHTL podcast. Stay tuned for a full schedule of topics that we'll be covering, and feel free to contact us at podcast@jhtl.org to propose a topic or ask a question.